I got just one more recording to do. I don't know, as I went through my tour of duty while I was in the service, so I'll start in. I went to boot camp at Sampson, New York, and I was there for, I believe, 8 weeks. I came home for, I don't know, a few days, and then went in back to Sampson, New York, and I was an outgoing eunuch, and I got scarlet fever. I was put in the hospital, and I stayed in the hospital all that summer. Got out in the fall, and I went to, I went back in the outgoing unit, and I went to amphibious. I had an amphibious course in Little Creek, Virginia, and then from Little Creek, Virginia, I went down to Charleston, South Carolina, to get on board a new ship, LSM 394. It was being built in Charleston, South Carolina, and they had all of the. I also went to fire control school, and that was the reason I was going to Little Creek, Virginia, to be on a amphibious boat. Ship, and I was the only fire controlman aboard this LSM 394. They had taken a regular LSM, and they had a twin 40 millimeter gun on the bow, and it was all manually controlled. And then they put a 20 millimeter, mounted a 20 millimeter on top of it, and it was then it had a director control, it had a director behind it, and that's why I was put on board ship. I was the only fire controlman on board ship. And anyway, we went out on crew on shakedown, and I feel bad, but we came back, and they mounted five more 50 calibers along the deck, and on the port side and the starboard side. And then they, at the time, they had four 20 millimeters each side. They had two on each side, the port and the starboard side. And then they mounted five more 50 calibers. So they're pretty close together, but they had a lot of firepower. And then from there, we came up to Davisville, Rhode Island, and got a load of pontoon braces. Now, the LSM was built to carry tanks or whatever they want. They called it the well deck. The bow doors opened up and the ramp dropped down and right onto the beach, and the whatever they had on the well deck would roll off. Anyway, we had a load of pontoon braces put on. And those pontoon braces were just about the full length of the ship in the well deck. They filled the well deck right up full. And it was actually the heaviest load we had gotten. And we went to down around and through the Panama Canal up to San Francisco. And then from San Francisco we went to Pearl Harbor. Yeah, I tell you, when we came into the bay in Pearl Harbor, gee, we saw LSMs that were all shot to the dickens, and they were still floating. I couldn't, oh boy. I said, what are we getting into? You know, you got to realize this was very late in the war. Month-wise, I can't recall. When we went through the Panama Canal. But anyway, it was late this day. I was drafted in February 44, and this was pretty close to 45. Anyway, we got to Pearl Harbor and off up towards the north, and we went into Guam. We took these pontoon braces up to Guam. They were, we didn't know what these pontoon braces were used for, but they're actually used for making temporary bridges. The braces, they put the pontoons in between the braces and roll whatever cargo they over them. Anyway, we went from Guam back to Pearl Harbor, and we loaded four tanks on with a tank destroyer and a jeep. That filled the well deck full. The jeep was up on the bow, and the four tanks and the tank destroyer was on the fantail. That's the back end of the ship, fantail. And off we were from Pearl Harbor, and 2 days out of Pearl Harbor, the war was over. And out of Pearl Harbor, when we came out of Pearl Harbor, you know, 360 degrees were ships of all kinds. It was for the invasion of Japan. But they dropped the atomic bomb, and consequently that knocked the Japanese right out. So, that whole group of ships, they just dispersed. Some went this way and that way. We went right along into Japan, and as pre-occupation troops, and we put the tanks, the four tanks and tank destroyer and the jeep. A little story about that. When we were up on the beach, we went completely out on the beach. It was a little water in front of us on the bow. When they dropped the bow ramp, was in water. And our bosun mate, he checked the water, and he told the captain of the tanks, he was going off the bow, the ramp in the jeep, told him, he said, you ought to go off this starboard side, or the port side, the left side. He says, it's a lot shallower than it is on the starboard side. And the captain was over there sort of looking, but you couldn't see the bottom, and it was all riled up. And he said, I'm going off the starboard side. They went off the starboard side, and the only thing you could see when the jeep landed off the ramp was the little top of the windshield. And they were standing up in the jeep. So consequently, they had gone off the starboard side. So they were out of the way, and the tanks went off the port side. Boom, boom, boom. They can go into quite deep water. They have air vents, air scoops that go up around the back of the thing, and it prevents the water from getting into the engines. Anyway, they went off, and they're fine. They got off all right. And the tank destroyer had to pull the Jeep out of the water. And in the meantime, we were, as I say, we were on the beach in Tokyo Bay. And there was an LST that was coming in alongside of us. And our skipper had been warned about a coral reef, a reef that was just to our starboard side. And he told the skipper of the LST that was coming in. Well, the LST is a little bit bigger ship than ours. And they do the same performance. They drop their, open the bow doors and drop their ramp. But anyways, he said, you better move over further to the starboard side. He says, you're gonna slide right onto that coral reef. Sure enough, he did. He slid off on one side of that coral reef and hit us right in the magazine. Put a big hole in there. It was above the water line, but it could have blown our whole ship right up. But it didn't. It dented one of the cans or the containers of the 40-millimeter shells, and that was all. So, of course, we had to have that repaired. It was above the water line, so it wasn't any task to do that. I don't recall whether they cut out a piece or they just put a piece over it or what, but they did anyway. And off we went. We came back down Pearl Harbor from Tokyo Bay right down the coast. I never hit the China coast at all. Never hit that. Of course, war being over, we picked up a group of soldiers. Oh, I see. We went right down to the Philippines. We were ordered down to the Philippines to rout out some of the Japanese who are up in the mountains in the Philippines. Anyway, we got the crew aboard at Manila, and we went off to some of the islands. And of course, we moored out in the bay. We didn't go up onto the shore with these to dump the troops off. We moored out, and they took the troops in with that troop carrier. And we went there, and of course they had supplies for a month for these troops. And we went in, and they went up into the mountains, and we were out in the bay, moored out in the bay, and they came back, and it was less than 2 weeks. There's nobody, not to worry, there isn't anything around. So we went up on shore, and there was a little town there, and this was about Christmas time, because of course it was all Catholics, and we all went to church Christmas Eve, and we had some movies that we used to run. Of course, up on the beach, which we were up high and dry, you could walk right off the ramp right onto the dry beach, and so we put the movies up so that the people could sit on the beach and see the movies. And we had Christmas in Connecticut. Of course, the snow was falling. And our yard, the children especially, tee-heeing and giggling, seeing the snow in the movies. That was quite something for them. And we were treated very nice. And when we left there, we took all the supplies that we had left. Our own supplies and the ones that the troops had, and we pile them up on the skids on the beach and left them. And there was a missionary he was the mayor of the town, I believe, and we left all that supplies in charge of him, and I assume he doled it out to the different families of the town. Then we came back to, and in the meantime, that's when my mother died. And,